time to talk some women's golf, like we've seen throughout the athletic department. Lots of new faces. He comes here from Arizona, where he spent the past half dozen seasons. Those Wildcats, by the way, off a national title just 2 months ago. We welcome in Derek Radley. Coach, appreciate the time. How are things going?
Steve, thanks so much for having me.
So
I'm extremely excited.
So for folks who didn't catch the details, with Arizona winning the national title against Alabama back on May 23rd, man, that was a pretty exciting finale. Those final couple holes, Haley Moore up one after 17. What's going to be your memories of the way that thing finished?
You know, just so fortunate to be a part of that team and the history here at Arizona and women's golf. And you know, it's something that you dream about with the ladies on the team. And for them to be able to bring it back to Tucson was a special moment that they'll never forget. But Haley Moore is a special young lady. We recruited Haley at a very young age. And I've known Haley a long time and watched her mature and grow throughout the years. And, you know, for her to bring it home and make that putt at the end was really, really special. But it really was a team effort with all the ladies, you know, contributing at some point throughout the championship. So just an honor to be a part of it.
Yeah, one of the stories I wrote, the writer said, steely. So Laura Ionello, who just finished her eighth year running the Wildcat program, actually a member of the last Arizona championship team before that. What could you tell us about what you learned working for her?
You know, I don't know if there's many better people than Coach Laura Ionello, and I truly mean that. Her and I have gotten really close over the 6 years coaching together, and, you know, Arizona is her home. It's in her heart. She played here, and, you know, when I first joined Coach Ionello, that was her goal and her dream and her vision was to try to bring the trophy back here. And you know, we lived it, we breathed it just every single day, and just honored to watch it come back to Tucson.
Talking golf with Coach Radley, you know, I saw you played collegiately at Ferris State, then a very interesting career detour. You were a coach and a caddy for a young player named Sarah Brown, who then became your wife. Derek, you must be a great caddy. seriously, what kind of experience was that?
You know, it's funny, Steve, when I was on my interview here for the assistant coaching job, Coach Laura Ionello asked me, why would you be good coaching women's golf? And I said, I've had the best training anybody could ever have in the last 3 years caddying for my wife on the LPGA Tour. But we, you know, we had so much fun, her and I. We were in our late 20s, really getting to travel the world, see the most amazing, beautiful golf courses, and competing at that top level. And I'll tell you, I don't know if I'd be here today without that opportunity. And my wife Sarah, she's great, and you know, she's a huge part of my success and why I'm here. And you know, she's all in with any team that I coach, and she's really excited to make the move to Oregon as well.
That's an awesome story. I was talking with the softball coach Lombardi earlier about the decision to, you know, uproot a family for a job. I moved here across the country for a radio job 28 years ago, but for you, the opportunity to become a head coach. Did it help that you worked in this league? What was the process like that led you to make this decision to take the Oregon gig?
You know, just so fortunate, really, with everybody that I've met up there in the athletic department in such a short amount of time. You know, competing in the Pac-12, I knew a lot of the ladies on the team already, and I knew what a phenomenal coaching staff they had. And when I got the phone call from Oregon, you know, I had a huge smile on my face, and when I told my wife, she did as well. It's just, it's a spot where I think there's already been a lot of success. I've had the chance to meet and spend some time with Coach Casey Martin, and the success that he's had there with the men's team, I think sky's the limit with the women's team. And the support of the athletic department, my goal is to really capitalize on the student-athlete experience. And that's what college is about. You know, it's 4 years of these young ladies' lives and a time where they can really mature, develop who they are, and have some fun playing golf along with it. But you know, Rob Mullins, the athletic director there, is top notch, and I'm just so thankful for him, the opportunity, and Jody Sykes, who is my sports administrator, is phenomenal. Everybody's just been welcoming with open arms, and you know, it's made this process so easy for me, and I'm so excited.
You know, this past weekend, I was wondering, were you able to catch any of the British Open? I mean, it was kind of a unique tournament. You had Tiger back in the hunt, a lot of big names up there, Rory, Justin Rose. Did you get a chance to see it? I'd be curious on your thoughts on how compelling it was.
I did. You know, I've kind of hit the ground running on the recruiting trail. I had some Oregon polos overnighted to me in a hotel, and I was ready to go. but I was able to catch the British Open, and it's one of my favorite tournaments to watch. My wife and I, we were screaming at the TV for Tiger to get it going. but I'll tell you, you know, just an incredible finish. That golf over there is really fun to watch because it's so different from the type of golf we watch here in the States. And, you know, Molinari is, boy, he's just caught fire lately, and it's the first Italian to win and bring it home to his country, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, play that course under those conditions for a weekend without a bogey, that's just next level.
Couple
final thoughts for Oregon women's golf coach Derek Radley. As a lifelong golfer myself, I always ask golfers this question who come on this show, and it has to do with what you might view as the ultimate. So when you were younger, on the practice green with your buddies before or after a round, lining up that 15-footer, in your mind, was the dream win the Masters, U.S. Open, or British Open?
I would have to say, Steve, the Masters.
Me too. That's that's great. At Passaic County Golf Course in Wayne, New Jersey, waiting for my mom to pick us up, we were putting for the Masters. That's brilliant. Lastly, sometimes a new coach comes in because the coach before them ran into trouble and got fired. But, you know, obviously Coach Scott pursued an opportunity at Virginia. Her last Oregon team again reached the NCAAs. You know, the one senior, Kelsey Ulep, is gone. What could you tell us about this roster that you're inheriting and what you like about the shot of, you know, contending for the postseason once again?
Steve, I'm walking into a tremendous situation. The ladies on the current team, along with the incoming freshmen, I'm telling you, we're going to be able to make some noise this year. They're having an incredible summer. My rising senior, Kathleen Scavo, just won the Trans Amateur. She shot 8-under par total for 3 rounds of golf. I've had a lot of other ladies have success this summer. There's actually 4 Oregon Ducks playing and who have qualified for the U.S. Women's AM, which is a huge feat in itself. I've really enjoyed getting to know these ladies, their personalities, understand who they are, where they come from, and I'll tell you, the 3 incoming freshmen, Bella Setio, Simmer Singh, and Heather from Taiwan, are going to really, really come in and hit the ground running. And Heather's actually playing in Canada right now in the Canadian Women's Amateur, and she was 1-under par after 2 rounds, just 5 shots off the lead of one of the strongest women amateur fields that I've seen. And so, you know, Coach Scott and Coach Laura, who were there before, have done an incredible job recruiting. I've been fortunate. I've actually gotten to know a lot of the recruits that are at Oregon or incoming and their families, and it's just a perfect fit, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun to look forward to. I think in Tennessee in about 2 weeks, the USAM is, right, if memory serves
correct?
That's
right. Yeah, the first round starts August 6th. We'll have to cheer for the 4 Lady Ducks that are playing at the U.S. Women's AM to get them going, and hopefully maybe watch them on TV if they can survive and make it far.
Awesome. Folks, he's the new Oregon golf coach, Derek Radley. Follow him on Twitter. The handle is @DerekRadleyGolf. Much appreciate the time. Congratulations on the new gig. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great rest of the summer. Look forward to catching up as the new season arrives.
Sounds great, Steve. Thanks for having me. Go Ducks.
All right. Have a good one.